I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. There are only a handful of jazz vocal groups that become institutions. New York Voices are one of them. They were founded in the late 1980s by a group of friends who met at Ithaca College, and they built a career that has lasted nearly four decades, recording 11 albums under their own name, collaborating with some of the biggest names in jazz, and helping redefine what vocal harmony could sound like. The logistics were not always easy. Over the years, there were personnel changes, and the members settled in different parts of the country. Yet, somehow, they endured. Now, as New York Voices prepares to bring its remarkable run to a close at the end of 2026 with a final international tour and several new recording projects, it's a fitting moment to look back at where it all began. Recently, WBGO's Janice Siegel, herself a founding member of the Manhattan Transfer, one of the groups that inspired New York Voices in the first place, sat down with Darman Meter for the show Singers Unlimited and asked a simple question. How did New York Voices begin? His answer starts in upstate New York and ends with a reminder that WBGO was there from nearly the beginning. You can hear Janice Siegel's full interview with the members of New York Voices at WBGO.org.
For those that are not familiar with the New York Voices, Darman, can you give a quick history of your evolution?
Our roots all go back to Ithaca College, upstate New York. Kim was an acting major, Peter was a classical pianist and voice major, and I was a classical saxophone major with also an emphasis on jazz. And we all had different experiences of having listened to some levels of vocal jazz, and whether it was Singers Unlimited or you guys, Manhattan Transfer, of course. And Ithaca College had a vocal jazz ensemble as part of their curriculum. And so we all sang in that and just loved that experience. And shortly after we had all graduated in the early mid-80s, Dave Riley, who was the director of the group, he had a chance to take a group over to Europe. You know how like North Sea and Montreux, and they have those kind of college outreach things where, you know, the groups come from various places.
Really good to get the young audience in.
Totally, yeah. He was invited to bring a group, and in that particular moment, his college group was not really that strong, and he just kind of reached out to some of his favorite students that had recently graduated and said, would you be at all interested in like putting a little project together for a few weeks in the summer of 1986? And we raised our hand and said, that sounds awesome. And so that summer became basically the impetus and the start of what became the professional group, which started in kind of 1988 in New York. Kim had moved to New York. Peter was kind of back and forth through New York and Boston. I had migrated to New York. But that summer project in 1988, Dave called the New York Voices. I think in his case, it was sort of a nod to, he was a fan of the LA Voices also.
Yes, right.
And it was sort of like a nod to that. And but also like had hints of like, you know, it was Manhattan Transfer and all those different elements.
Yeah.
So he was kind of the thing that got us going. And then we kind of took the mantle and ran with it starting in 1988, writing our own arrangements and really building some momentum in New York and creating a sound and a following. And things led to things and GRP and all the stuff. I do have to add one thing because of talking to you right now. Probably the first time we were ever played on air was by Michael Bourne on the Singers Unlimited show with our cassette demo. Yeah, I think he interview us before we even had a record out?
Yeah, Kim, for sure.
We have a long history with the Singers Unlimited show and so much appreciation for all those years that Michael was such a big supporter of ours.
Yeah, Michael Bourne was the bomb. He really was the singer's friend.